It is Pinktober on OFM, The Sound of Your Life, as we go into Breast Cancer Month. Joining me today from the Council for Medical Schemes is Dr. Toko Potelwa, Executive Member Protection. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Yolanda, and thank you to the listeners. Breast cancer is a very important topic.
So exactly that is why you and I are speaking today, to put the spotlight on women's health. Let's talk about breast cancer coverage in general by medical aides in South Africa. What are some of the general exclusions that patients can expect?
Breast cancer is covered as what is called a prescribed minimum benefit condition in South Africa. We have a list of conditions where it says when you have these conditions, medical aids must cover. It includes a list of 27 conditions as well as other conditions, and breast cancer is one of them. So according to these prescribed minimum benefit regulations, we look at what is treatable when we talk about breast cancer. And there's 3 points to consider when you talk about treatable breast cancer. You look at the fact that the breast cancer is still confined to the organ of origin, that is the breast, and it has not spread to any other area of the body. Normally, people will talk about metastasis. So if it has not spread, and thirdly, it has not caused any irreversible damage to other organs in the body. And if these 3 points do not apply, then we look at the fact that there is good evidence that the 5-year survival rate of more than 10% can be shown for a member that should be treated under the PMB regulation.
Now, Toko, we all want our medical aid to work as hard as possible for us in our health. How does the activation of breast cancer benefit help patients during their treatment plan?
I'll talk to the PMB conditions, the chronic conditions that are listed, 27 conditions that are listed, as well as other conditions that are listed under the PMB. Once a diagnosis has been made, the activation of the breast cancer benefit, or it's normally called registration in the oncology program, it helps the patients to minimize the costs that they cover themselves and alleviate some of the financial burdens that come with the cancer diagnosis. So through the activation of this breast cancer benefit, all the costs related to the treatment plan will be funded through the medical schemes oncology-related funds and not through the patient's medical savings. To add to that, IMS will talk about DSPs, which is designated service provider. It helps the patients to reduce the co-payment because IMS go to these facilities and service providers to negotiate certain rates that are charged for the INC, the expert in the field. And members must know what their DSP as per the IMS are. They normally give you a list of doctors in the DSPs, facilities that the members must go to ensure that they don't have a co-payment because they have already negotiated upfront the prices that would be paid for the diagnosis, for the surgery, for the treatment, and for the pathology and radiology that is done for breast cancer.